Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us, brothers and sisters, for the Power Hour of Prayer with Dr. Vernon Hale, presented live by the Council of Time and the Power Hour of Prayer Conference Room. Vernon Hale.
Oh, yes, oh, Lord, it's yet another blessed day that we have the opportunity to wake up in the morning and say, oh, Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship. And, Lord Jesus, we give you the thanksgiving thereof. Oh, welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. I'm your host, Vernon Hale, and we're going to get busy. Now, I'm getting started a little bit late today because I've been on the run early this morning, and when I got back home, I had to do a little rushing around, and I was sending out my notice to join us for the Power Hour of Prayer this morning, and I sent out the wrong link, family. I told you, I can't chew bubblegum and walk at the same time, but I had to make all those corrections, and just moments ago, I just finished getting out the right link to the broadcast. So for all the prayer warriors out there, it's time to wake up. It's time to give our Lord and Savior Jesus the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving. It's time to lift up his name above all flesh. Amen. It's time we raise our voice and let the people know that Jesus, he lives.
Oh, we have many customs in gospel singing. One is that usually when we're singing, the rest of the blind boys are humming in the background. Oh, let them hear you hum a little bit, fellas. Sounds good, doesn't it? And another custom we have at home, on New Year's Eve night, we gather to thank God for sparing us through the past year. And of course, just a few days ago, we were gathered in a church in Brooklyn, New York. And there, people stood up to testify because the Lord had spared them over the years. Somebody said, he's been my mother because mother's gone on. Somebody else said, he's been my father because I'm father. Someone else was thankful because he had been bred when they were hungry. And when I rose to make my testimony, I said, Lord, I thank you because you've been eyes because I cannot see. You've led me from one good degree of grace to another. This is the way we praise him in Mississippi. And when I finished thanking him for blessing me in this special manner, we had a song to sing. And it was, Lord, you've been good to me. You saved my soul from sin and shame. Oh,
That's the ones from Mississippi. Amen. And Lord, you have been so good to me. And that's why we come to worship. That's why we come to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and the worship, and the thanksgiving, because you have been so good to me. Without the sacrifice of thy son, Jesus, where would I be? Amen. And that's why we just humbly come to you with our hearts and say, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Family, I'm working with my desktop mic. I don't know how that's coming out. I won't know until after the broadcast itself. I'm praying that everything sounds all right and it's coming through fine. Amen. And well, welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer this Monday morning, April the 27th of 2015. And the time is marching on, you know, but we're coming together to pray, to worship, to glorify, magnify our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus. Amen. But I'm a little hesitant here. What's going on? I'm looking in various chat rooms to see who is awoke this early Monday morning. It's only, well, it's 9:15 now, 9:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm looking for my prayer warriors in the rooms. I can make sure that they have the link to get in. And but I'm going to go ahead with yet another song. And this one is by the Jackson Southerners. And Lord, I need you to hold my hand. And then we're going to go into a prayer for this broadcast this morning. Amen.
Why my way gets so hard? call me love.
Jesus,
if you don't hold me, I would surely fall.
Jesus,
I need your strength.
Hold me.
Need your mercy, Lord.
Jesus,
if you hold me,
hold me,
everything would be alright.
Jesus,
somebody need you,
hold me,
to be a Dr. Jesus.
Jesus,
somebody need you,
hold me,
to be a lawyer.
Jesus,
somebody lying,
hold me,
on their bed of affliction.
Jesus,
they have pain,
hold me,
they have so much pain.
Jesus,
Nepal, that earthquake, the death toll is now reaching 4,000. We come in prayer this morning because our sisters and our brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ still being tormented, put to death for the namesake of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Then there are those in other lands that are being imprisoned, and time is short, family. We see the prophecies. We see the writings and the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus coming to pass on a moment-to-moment basis. The enemy has surrounded the land of Israel. They conspire against her. They want to split the land in two, God's land. They want to split. We come in prayer on one accord. And then there are those leaders that, our leaders that are sick, and we come in prayer for them as well. So let us go before the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus. Let's go before his throne. And Heavenly Father, we come before you because you are our God, our Father. And we're able to do so because you gave us the authority. When Jesus rose from the grave the third day, he became our mediator. Oh, hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving. We come to thy courtroom, Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son, Jesus, and we say thank you. We say thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, that we have life eternally. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, because we thank you for what you have done in our lives throughout the years, and we thank you for what you're doing in our lives currently, and we thank you for what we know that you're about to do. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and, Father, the thanksgiving of what you're so worthy of. Heavenly Father, we come before thee this hour with our hearts crying out upon thee. Father, there's so much turmoil that's taking place throughout the land. There's so much turmoil taking place throughout the body of Christ. Father, we come to you with our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask that thy children, your children, touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Fill them with thy Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And then, Father, their bodies, touch their bodies. Heal them, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask thee, because there's so much sickness among thy children, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, cancers, tumors, depression. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against it. Oh, hallelujah, we ask that you touch the body of thy children and heal their bodies in Jesus' name. Make them whole, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we ask. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you go throughout this broadcast. Send thy Holy Spirit throughout this broadcast and heal thy children. Oh, hallelujah. And then, Father, we also ask, because there are so many out there who don't know thy Son, Jesus. They don't know his name is Yeshua. They don't know that he is the Messiah. They don't know that when he went to the cross, he did rise that third day, bearing the gift of grace in his hand. They don't know, they don't understand, Heavenly Father, that Jesus went to the cross on their behalf. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. They don't know it was supposed to have been them or us hanging on that cross, but Jesus took our place. Heavenly Father, we ask that you send out your Holy Spirit throughout the airwaves and touch the hearts of those that might hear this broadcast today and let them know that Jesus took their place. Let them know that all they have to do is believe within their hearts and confess with their mouth have their sins, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Father God, let them know all they have to do is accept the free gift that you bestowed upon them. All they have to do is say yes to your Son, Jesus, Yeshua. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, touch those hearts. Take out that old stony heart of flesh and fill them with thy Holy Spirit. Forgive them of their sins, we ask it. We cry upon thee, O Father, in the name of our Son, Jesus. And then, Father, we ask that you go throughout the land of Israel. You know that they conspired to destroy thy people and split thy land. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we know that we can't change prophecy. We know that your word must be fulfilled. Heavenly Father, but touch the hearts of thy children. Wake them up. Let their eyes see and let their ears hear that Jesus, Yeshua, he's on his way back. Soon, Father, we know that you will commission your Son to go get your children. Oh, Heavenly Father, let thy children, oh, that apple of thy eye, Israel, Father, touch their hearts. Awaken that giant in them. In Jesus' name we ask. Oh, hallelujah. Set them on fire for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask it. We believe it. We claim it in Jesus' name. And then, Father, our leaders around the world, change their hearts, change their minds, send the Holy Spirit to save them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying. And then we pray for our leaders in the body of Christ. Illness has taken Pastor Paul, he's still sick a little, and we ask, Father God, that you heal him in Jesus' name. Mike from around the world, heal him for in Jesus' name. Reverend Gary, Father God, heal him in Jesus' name. All thy servants, Father God, that is teaching and preaching and serving thy children. Father God, we ask that you raise them up, heal their bodies. Anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name, Father, give them a special anointing that they might lead thy children all the way home. In Jesus' precious name, Father, we're crying out to you with our heart because we know that the time is short. And then, Father, we ask that thy children, you raise us up, Father God, in Jesus' name. Raise us up to a standard. Oh, hallelujah. Send thy Holy Spirit and fill thy children. Oh, Father God, that they might be witnesses unto you, that you might be glorified, that you might be magnified, that you be lifted upon all flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, fill thy children. Teach them. Mold them. Make them in the way that you would have them. Oh, Father God, oh, raise them up in Jesus' name. Set their house on fire, Father God. Oh, and let them know, oh, time is short. In Jesus' name we're praying. Father God, those sins that are unlike you, those abominations, they're unlike you. Father God, take them out. Weed them out. Destroy them and toss them into the sea of forgetfulness. We ask it in Jesus' name. And fill thy children with thy Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Equip them to do thy will in Jesus' name. Father God, these and other blessings we ask in Jesus' name. And we ask for thy glory, that you might be glorified, that you might be lifted up before all men, that they, all men will come to know that Jesus, Yeshua, he is the Messiah, that the Father is Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the great I am, that Father, let man know in Jesus' name. Oh, time is short. Open their eyes that they might see, and open their ears that they might hear. And then, Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, we'll be ever so careful to give you the thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Link. Yeah, I did it again, family. Okay.
pray for me. Amen. But I made that correction. The right link is out there, and I'm just waiting for other prayer warriors to come into the room to get themselves settled, and let us praise and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus. And let's, you know, be in prayer, because there is so much that we need to be praying for. Men should pray always, in season and out of season. Men should pray and not faint. Amen. And that's what we're doing. We're coming together in one voice. The scripture do say where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, there he is in the midst. And that's in spirit and in truth. Amen. And that's what we're doing. We're coming together, and we're petitioning the Heavenly Father through the mediator, our Lord and Savior, Jesus, this morning. Amen. And with that, I'm going to go with yet another song. And now the last song I was playing was coming off directly from the microphone that I'm speaking from. So I'm praying again that everything comes out clear. I'm trying this out as long as I don't have no distractions around me. This is a home production. And as long as I don't have no distractions all around me, I can use my desktop mic instead of my headset and microphone. And I'm just wondering how this sound is going to come out. I'm hoping everyone hears everything clear. But I'm going to go back to the board here, and I'm going to put a song on. And because, again, we need to be in prayer. There's so much that we need to be in prayer for. But I'm reaching out right now to those out there in Block Talk Radio who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. All you have to do is open your eyes and open your ears. The ministers, they're telling you time is short. The teachers, they're telling you that time is short. They're telling you what thus saith the Lord, and they're showing you where it matches up with world and current events. But I'm only going to tell you one thing. There's going to be a time that's coming, and it's drawing very near, that you're going to have to give an account. All flesh is going to have to give an account. Everyone will stand before the Heavenly Father on that day of judgment. The question is, what side of the fence are you going to be on? For those that accept the Lord Jesus Christ, they have an mediator. They have a lawyer. They have a representative. Are you entering into eternity without that representative? You need Jesus to intercede for you before the Father. He went to the cross, Jesus. He went to the cross and rose the third day. He took your place at Calvary. You were supposed to be hanging on that cross. I was supposed to be hanging on that cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Jesus paid the price for our sins at the cross of Calvary. And Jesus rose the third day, giving us a direct line of communication to the Heavenly Father. No longer does man have to go to man to get to God. He goes through Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you can believe that this hour in your heart, we're going to give you the opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. It is a free gift from the Heavenly Father. And in times like these, we need a Savior. All you have to do is open your eyes and open your ears and look around you. Look what's taking place around the world. Look at what's taking place in your own backyard. Look what's taking place in your own home, on your jobs. There's so much turmoil, so much death and destruction, so much hatred throughout the land. But in times like these, that's why we need a Savior, and his name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We need a Savior in times like these. We need an anchor. So you be sure, be very, very sure that your anchor holds and a grip of solid
Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Once we enter into eternity, it is too late. Please don't let it be said too late. You know, there are going to be those that cry out, like another song that I know that says, if I coulda, I woulda, and I shoulda, and it's always too late. We're praying that it don't be too late for you to say yes to our Lord and Savior Jesus. Time is short. He's on his way. All you have to do is look at the signs all around you on a daily basis. If you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, that hour has now arrived for you to say yes to the will of the Heavenly Father. Amen. And I'm just looking for yet another song, and that is Jesus Saves, by James Cleveland. And after this song, we're extending that invitation to you to say yes to the Lord. It's a free gift from the Heavenly Father. Won't you accept?
And you know, I don't know any other name tonight under the heavens whereby men can be saved other than the name of Jesus. He can save you tonight until your hands look new. Glory to God. He can save you until your feet look new. He can change your whole thinking if you let him come in. I know tonight for myself that Jesus saves. Yes, he does. I've heard about it for a long time, but one Tuesday evening 14 years ago, I met him for myself, and I can tell you tonight, he'll be to you just what you let him be. If you let him, he'll fill every space in your life. Walking on the highway, all along the byway. when you don't want to disturb nobody. Jesus. You see, hallelujah means it is so. Hallelujah. Hold on. I believe we can say it a little louder. A little bit louder. To sing it another way.
It is time for you to make a decision on what God are you going to serve. You know, I'm told that in Scripture it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, for whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm told that in Scripture, if a man confessed his sin with his mouth and believed with deep within his heart, thou shalt be saved. You know, I'm told that it's not by works nor by might, but by God's grace are we saved. Oh, hallelujah. There's nothing that we can do to work our way into heaven. You can't buy your way into heaven. I also reminded of a scripture that says, you know, it's easier for a camel to enter into the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Not impossible, but easier. I'm also reminded that Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You have a decision to make of which side of the fence you're going to be on. Either you're going to be on God's side or you're going to be on the enemy's side. There's no in between. You can't sit on the sidelines. To make a decision, to say, I'm not making a decision, you have made a decision. And again, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So you have a decision to make. Time is running out. We don't tell you about the Bible prophecies to scare you. We tell you about the Bible prophecies to inform you so that you can make a informed decision of where you want to spend eternity, either in heaven or in hell. That is your choice. God didn't make hell for mankind. He made hell for Satan and his minions. Satan knows his fate. He knows he's going to hell. And he's trying to take all of mankind with him that he can. You know the old saying, misery loves company. Don't entertain Satan and his fate. We're begging with you. We're pleading with you. For this is a decision that's going to carry you throughout all eternity. But for those of you who are ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, those who want to enter into the ark of safety, we ask you now to look towards heaven with your heart. Look before the throne of our Heavenly Father, God Jehovah, and call on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. And with your heart, utter the words, forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash and cleanse me in the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cleanse me, mold me, shape me, direct me, make me anew in Jesus' name. And then, Father, take out this old stony heart of flesh and fill me with thy Holy Spirit. Oh, touch me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet and make me a new creature upon this land. Give me a new walk, a new talk. Oh, Father, give me a new mindset, one to serve you in Jesus' name and all and for thy perfect will. And then, Father, oh, I'll be careful. I'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, the honor, the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. And if you ask for the forgiveness of your sins with your heart, God is faithful and just to forgive you of those sins. He has tossed your sins into the sea of forgetfulness. And now it's time that you learn of him, learn of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Oh, and be prepared to do his will, his perfect will in your life. Amen. And as always, the body of Christ, your sisters and your brothers, along with the angels up in heaven that are rejoicing for your decision, we say welcome to the family of the Most High God, Jehovah, through the blood of the Son, Jesus, Yeshua. Welcome, my new brother and my new sister. God bless. And we're going to continue with Andre Crouch. And Jesus, no matter what you are going through, Jesus, he is the answer.
Say it again, Jesus. There's power in the name of
Jesus.
There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon. Oh, that's the reason I say that
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way.
Jesus. that you think you cannot climb. I know your skies are dark, you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised, he will do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Crouch, and Jesus, he is the answer. Jesus is the way. He's the only way. Whatever you're going through, all we need to do is just cry out to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As Pastor Rosie Wallace Brown, one of her old songs, Jesus, he's always by my side. Amen. And we do have a couple on the board, and I'm going to bring them in very shortly. But welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer this Monday morning, April the 27th of 2015. We have guest 84, guest 88, Lisa Grant in the house. Now, I don't know. We don't change from Nick Chaplin and Nick Robinson, and I believe that's one of the callers on the board, all the way to now Evangelist Nick Robinson. So we'll be calling on you here in just a second. And that's in the Block Talk side. And it's kind of hard to tell in COT, Council of Time, because they don't have that list of who's in the room at the time, but at the moment. But welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer. And let me just go ahead and open the mics up to those that are on the board here. And 512, who do we have on area code 512?
Chaplain Nick.
Chaplain Nick. Okay, is it Chaplain? But I saw Evangelist Nick there for a moment.
Well, here's what happened. There were some problems in the ministry, and a few of us had left the ministry because of the problem. Problem got rectified in 2 days, and six of us came back. In the meantime, I changed my chaplain name to Evangelist, and Facebook won't let me change it for 2 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's still me, brother. I love you. I'm so glad to be with you here today. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Nick, hold on just a moment. I'm going to bring 802 at the same time.
Amen.
And I'm going to see who we have at 802 area code. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, Brother Vernon, this is Tanya from Georgia.
Tanya?
Yes, Tanya.
Hey, sister. Amen.
Hey, God bless. How you doing?
I'm fine in Jesus' keep my daughter and her husband in prayer over their marriage, and keep me in prayer. I'm seeking God on where to relocate, maybe North Carolina, and I have to find an apartment in Charlotte, North Carolina, if that's where God wants me to be. I'm in Georgia right now. So if you could just, you know, keep me in prayer about those things, I would greatly appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. And your name again, Tanya or Tanya?
Tanya.
Tanya.
I'm part of the online church with Pastor
Paul. Pastor Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Sister Heidi.
Yeah. And Sister Heidi. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, we have been in prayer for Pastor Paul as well because he has been under the weather. And he was on last night a little bit, and so we have been in prayer for him as well this morning.
Oh, yes. He's healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And right
yes.
now, because we want to get as much time, prayer time, in as we can, because I do go off at 10:30 to make way for Council of Times, the Ring of Fire Ministries, where we get to mm-hmm. study and listen to the Word of God. And
yes.
so right now what we want to do, Tanya and Nick, is
yes.
to get the most prayer time that we can right now. So I'm going to ask
Ma'am.
Nick first to lead us in on the next prayer. And Tanya, I'm going to hold your mic while Nick is in prayer, and then I'm going to
okay.
open your mic up, and you can come right behind Nick.
And pray for my sons also to get a job. Also,
Amen.
Yeah, forgot that. Okay,
yeah.
thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, now, you stay right where you at, but you're going to pray too
okay.
now.
Oh, okay. God bless. Okay.
Reverend Nick.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Thank you for this prayer line, and bless Brother Vernon for having it, that we can all come to you, Father, in agreement and join in prayer. We pray for our sister Tanya and her needs and her family, Lord, her son and family members, Lord. You provide all things, Lord. We just ask that you put a blessing upon her and all who are crying out, all who need you. We all need you, Father God. We just praise and thank you for your mercies and grace. Your love endures forever. You love us so much, Father God. You love us. You loved us first, Lord, so we love you back hundredfold, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for our families, and we ask you to bless Pastor Paul and continue healing in his family, Lord. We thank you in advance, Lord. Just be with our children, Lord. Be with those who are lost and addicted, the homeless, Lord, those who are being persecuted, Lord. Just touch them. Be with them, Lord. Draw many to you today, Lord. We bless Israel, Lord. We pray for Israel and her safety, Lord. The apple of your eye, Lord, continually put your angels around them and bless them abundantly, Lord. We pray for America, United States. We pray for our leaders. We pray for two more people to repent and come to know you, Lord. It's the only way. We're praying for Nepal, all the people who perished in the earthquake, Lord. Be with them and comfort, bring healing and restoration to that country, Lord. Please, Father God, also Chile, the volcano, those afflicted there, other countries where things are going on, Lord, control of everything, Lord, and we trust and praise you, Lord, that you are in control and taking care of each of our lives. You're so glorious, you're so wonderful, you're so amazing, Father God. We cannot fathom it, but we will serve you, Lord, and we will serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ forever, proclaiming his name wherever we go to anyone we see, Lord. Letting them know the urgency of our message, Lord. You're coming soon. We must all be ready, Lord. I thank and praise you, Father God. I love you so much for all you're doing in our lives and all you're about to do. In Jesus' wonderful, precious, loving, saving name, amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Family, take the moment and let's just worship
praise our Lord. Thank you.
Let's just
thank
say
you,
thank
God.
You.
Bless.
Let's just glorify and magnify his holy name, Jesus.
Lifting you up, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah to you, Lord.
Lift him up before all flesh. For I'm not ashamed of the
gospel
of the
Lord. I'm not ashamed.
In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, right now, we come before thee. in the name of thy son, Jesus. Father, we cry out upon thee. Right now we petition for our sisters and our brothers in you, in Jesus. Right now, Heavenly Father, touch Tanya and her family from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, meet their every need. Heal the body of their daughter in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, she asked for her son to get a job. Father, meet their needs in Jesus' precious name. We ask it. We believe it. We claim it in the name of Jesus. In accordance to thy word, Heavenly Father, you said that your children can ask what they will in Jesus' name. And we say thank you. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you for what you have already done in our lives. We thank you for what you're currently doing. And Father, we thank you for what we know that you're about to do in Jesus' precious name. Oh, hallelujah. And let's give them the glory, the honor, the praise, family, the worship. Oh, hallelujah. And the thanksgiving in Jesus' precious name. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nick, I'm going to mute your mic. I'm going to bring Tanya in. And Tanya, I'm going to mute my mic. And I'm going to let you take the service over for a few. How's that?
Okay. That's fine, Father God. Oh, Father God, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Father God, I plead your perfect Holy Spirit, your crown of righteousness, robe of righteousness, your king, your joy, love, blessed wisdom, and perfect healing, and natural abundance, the saving grace and mercy, your king, your provision, and your prosperity, Father God, Lord, upon every child of God, Father God, Lord. And Father God, Lord, we ask that you touch the persecuted church, Father God, Lord. And Lord God, we just ask you to be our baby and our dear sister in Christ, offer your BB, Father God, Lord, and the Christian Nigerian schoolgirl, Lord, Father God, Lord. And Father God, just touch our pastor, Pastor Paul Begley, and Sister Heidi Begley. Father God, Lord, I curse that demon that's been trying to attack your throat, Father God. He wants to try to stop your work, but Father God, he can't. And I curse that demon into the pit of hell so it cannot return in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, and upon your demons of hell and all of your hounds of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, just touch Brother Vernon, touch Brother Nick and his family, Father God, Lord, because the enemy is warring against the saints, Father God, because we are in the final hour, Father God, in various enlargements of Satan and all that he is trying to take to hell, Father God, Lord. And Father, I just cry out, Lord God, I just pray the blood of Jesus Christ and your perfect salvation, Father God, Lord, in the crown of righteousness, robe of righteousness, your peace, joy, love, blessing, wisdom, and perfect healing, and not full of abundance of saving grace and mercy, spiritual blessings, mental blessings, physical blessings, and financial blessings, your peace, protection, and provision, Father God, upon all the unsaved and the lost, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, I cry out for Israel, Father God, Lord, I plead your salvation, the blood of Jesus Christ, your precious Holy Spirit, your peace, joy, love, weapon, wisdom, crown of righteousness, robe of righteousness, your meekness, and your provision and protection upon all of your beautiful Jewish chosen people in Israel and Jerusalem, and upon all your Jewish chosen people upon the face of this earth, and upon Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his beautiful wife and children, Father God, Lord. And Father, meet every need of your children, Father God, Lord. And Father God, I just thank you, Father God, that we have a victory. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan, and all the demons of hell that's inside of ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, Abala, King Jordan, and Hezbollah, and every devil terrorist group in the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the mighty name of the precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.
Oh,
hello.
Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Our Heavenly Father, God, Jehovah, specializes. And no matter what you're going through, all you have to do is call on him. And the scripture do say that with the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can move mountains. Amen. And oh, hallelujah. We just give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, the worship, and the thanksgiving for what he's doing in our lives, what he has already done. Oh, hallelujah. He went to the cross, Jesus, and rose the third day. And for those out there in Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to bring Tanya and Nick back in just a moment because we're getting ready to close out very shortly. But our purpose for being here, we want to let you know that Jesus, he rose the third day. Our purpose for being here is for the sisters and brothers in Jesus to cater to one another, to come together and worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus, to give the Heavenly Father the glory, the honor, the praise, and the worship. Oh, if you only knew our Lord and Savior Jesus, then you would understand why we're so adamant about letting you know that Jesus, he lives. He lives. And he came to set the captive free. The enemy has mankind bound. The enemy comes with lies and destruction. But Jesus came to give you life, and he came to give it to you more abundantly. And all you have to do is believe it and accept it. Amen. And for those who don't know about Council of Time and Pastor Paul Bagley, the coming apocalypse, we invite you to come hear what thus saith the Lord. Very shortly, we'll be going over the Council of Time, the Ring of Five Ministries, with Angie, Marked by Heaven, and F.E., the other Mike from COT. And then after that broadcast, we'll be going over to hear Pastor Paul Bagley in the coming apocalypse. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And the body of Christ will be going over to get that manna from heaven. Amen. We can do all the shouting and all the praying and, you know, everything we want to do, but it all boils down to accepting our Lord and Savior, getting ready for the kingdom of God is at hand. And with that, family, I'm going to bring in Nick, and I'm open, Tanya's mic open. And first, Nick, Nick, I'm going to let you be last. Give us the last word. And Tanya, I'm going to give you, I'm going to let you all have the mic for a few, then I'm going to give it to Nick, and then we're going over and get our souls fed. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Tanya, you have the mic there.
Okay. I just want to say to everyone out there that, you know, Jesus, he's the only way to eternal life. Jesus, he's my peace. He's my everything. And I'm a living witness of what Jesus can do for you. And I've been a widow for about 3.5 years, and how I overcame my grief was because of Jesus. And the Lord opened up Bible prophecy to me, and I just started, you know, really getting into Bible prophecy a lot, and I drew even closer, you know, to the Lord. So that was how he began to bring about my healing over the loss of my husband. And Jesus is the answer. He's the answer. And, you know, we are already healed by his stripes, the 39 lashes he took upon his back. So no matter what you're going through, like Brother Vernon mentioned, and our other brother in Christ, Nick,
the things that he mentioned about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus is the answer, and everyone needs to get saved today, like right now, because the end, we are living in the end times, and the boat is about to pull out. So everyone needs to get saved right now and get right with God.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, amen. Tanya, thank you very much, dear. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Tanya, I'm going to mute you. And Tanya, thank you very, very much, dear. We humbly appreciate you. Oh, hallelujah. And we have you in our prayers and in our hearts, dear. Amen. And Brother Nick, as Tanya was mentioning, we try to reach out to those who don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with all our heart. And
yeah,
a lot of times we, you know, in our zeal sometimes, we try to let them know what is taking the place around them, and, you know, and they perceive it to be fear-mongering, but we're not fear-mongering. We're just letting you know what does saith the Lord, what is to be, what has already been, what is to be, and what is yet to come. And why we tell them this is not for fear-mongering, but to let them know what the season is, what the hour is, and what our choices are, that the Lord Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but he came to set the captive free, so to speak. And we try to let them know that it's a free gift from the Heavenly Father, that they have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm going to let you take it from there.
Amen. I heard that, my brother. I could say this. We, 3 times a week, we get on the morning prayer with the Worldwide Ministry Fellowship that I'm a chaplain with. 3 times a week, we read Joshua 24, and I recommend that to everybody. Make it your devotional. It's the covenant that Joshua made, and it's powerful. It's exciting. It lifts us. And, you know, I have a big Jesus is Lord on the front of our house. Probably the only people in our neighborhood with something like that. But we're just so proud to lift the name of our Lord and just help everybody along the way. We're all called to first be discipled to and become disciples and help another. So I encourage you to get out there and step out in your faith and talk to people. Tell them how good the Lord has been to you. When you submit yourself to the Lord and abide in him, live with him, have him live in your heart, you will see the blessings, you will feel the power, you will feel the love, and it will just flow out of you onto others. It's just so amazing what's going on, my brother. I thank you for this time, and God bless you. God bless you so much.
God bless you, Nick. Tanya, God bless you. We do have you in our prayers. Nick, thank you very much. And family, it's 5 more minutes till Bread of Heaven. Amen. And so we'll be making that change over here real quick. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong clock. I'm looking at 2 different clocks. The actual time now is 10:32. So that means that the Ring of Fire Ministries are just now coming on. So we can really make that transition. Amen. And but for those out there in Blog Talk Radio, we're trying to urge you to look towards Jesus. Time is that short. We're looking at all the signs, and they're taking place. Look what happened in Nepal. Look what happened in Chile. Look what's taking place. Our brothers and our sisters are laying down their lives for the namesake of Jesus, of Yeshua. Look at our brothers and sisters in other lands, Korea and China. They're being arrested for the body of Christ, for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's keep them in our prayers as well. Let's keep our leaders in our prayers as they have been sick, and we're keeping them in prayer and uplifting them before the Heavenly Father. Amen. And with that, I'm going to say, as always, I say, if the Lord Jesus will tarry, and that's not going to be much longer. But more importantly, if it's the Heavenly Father's perfect will, then I'll see you and talk to you in the next broadcast. If not, it is my sincere prayer that I'll see you somewhere around God's throne. Meanwhile, keep in mind that it's a highway to heaven, that none can walk up there but the pure in heart. Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Let us be in pure heart. Let us stay in the hands of our Master, our Lord and our Savior, because soon every eye shall see him, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess, Lord of lords, King of kings. Family, I love you. The Lord Jesus loves you. The Heavenly Father definitely loves you. So keep looking up. Soon and very soon, we're going home. But until that time, we have a king's highway to walk. God bless.